You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, my kindreds. Welcome back to our weekly show, 15 Minutes, the show, LA Talk Radio Live. What's going on out there in the bigger world? Every day, there is something new happening. I'm on commentary today. I don't have a guest. Sometimes I like not having a guest because I get to be the wacky, outgoing personality that I am. When I have guests sometimes, because it's like a news kind of show, because you're interviewing people, and in the very professional realms, you have to kind of stay a little bit, I would say conservative, depending on what kind of host you are. So thanks to the kids and to online for breaking that mold of, oh, you got to be a stiff kind of, you ask the questions and they say something, but I'm just not like that. I have a big personality. When I'm on camera, it comes out. I cannot help myself. I am not going to stop my shine anymore, because other people out there, whoever's out there, can't handle the shine, or they can't handle their own shine, because basically I'm showing the shine that I have is showing you your own shine. So that's basically where I'm coming from. So before we get started and we get into our subject for today, which I think is going to be fun, let's give a shout out to our sponsor. Hey, Kevin Pike, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He always makes me smile because his picture, he's smiling. Again, Kevin Pike, thank you so much for sponsoring our show on LA Talk Radio. Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. So let's get into the show. So today, our subject is the effect of AGT, the AGT effect, and the global language of hip hop. So I just, nobody turned me, my senses led me. I scroll to look for things to talk about. And sometimes, you know, there'll be things that I want to talk about on this show. And I may have to hold my tongue, you know, until I can get the spot, you know, when I don't have a guest. Or so today is one of those shows. So we're going to talk about Mama Duke. Just so you know, Mama Duke, girl, I'm a Texan. You're a native. She's a native Texan out of Austin. Austin is just a hop and a skip from Waco. Don't be out there playing. Y'all know it's close. And I am so proud of you, number one, for staying, keeping your ear to the streets and being in the right place at the right time and doing the work that you were prepped to go on AGT, and that Simon and Sophia and Howie and all those people. And by the way, Howie, I've seen you guys around here in LA, and I love that you can stay in the background and people don't remember you, but I remember people very well. And so it's good. I have a platform, but her song is one of those songs that's like catchy. It's like when they did the Macarena, do the Macarena. I don't know if some of you guys might have missed her. The one that, what's his name? Ice, Baby, Vanilla Ice, dum, 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 dum. All those little kind of songs, they have this little catchy beat. Ed Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy. And I think Pharrell had one, 'cause I'm happy. It's one of those songs, very summer songs. But the name of the song, which I believe is her original song, she's a writer. She's been writing for years, you guys, since she was a teenager. She's won music awards. I think she won Best Female Artist at the Austin Music Awards, Best Artist of the, at the Austin Music Awards. And I love that she is queer. She's from the queer community. So yay, queer people. I'm the parent of a queer daughter. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I could care less what you think about it. And as far as I'm concerned, you're missing out, because they have a very broad range of emotional experiences. you know, if people were supportive, their families, who they need to be supportive of them, and their friends, such great, great, wonderful gifts to offer. And Mama Duke is definitely one of those people. But the song goes like this. You can't play it, you guys, because it's a licensing agreement. And that is a published song from ADT. I'm sure they have all the licenses, song itself attached to that. But the songs, and I'm going to try to do it the way she did a little bit. I'm not her singing it, but the song goes, feel so good to be you. Cause I met someone, found who loved me tonight. Feel so good to be you. Cause I found someone to wants to love me tonight. But it's just the catchiest song. And then she breaks into her hip hop, you know, and she talks about, you know, like, I'm not a hip hop artist. I can sing, but not a hip hop song, but it is so catchy. So I want to dive into the conversation. The myth about anyone, especially her, and anyone else out there that knows music and comes out of the music in the industry, like we all have, knows that there's no such thing as an overnight success. These people have been grinding for years before you heard of them. Like Doechii was one of the artists that said that she started making all these mixtapes when she was a teenager. She kept making them and making them and making them. And then the opportunity presented itself and there she was. Same thing with Mama Duke. Working really hard on lyrics, on presentation. The woman was ready when she got on the stage. She was prepped and ready to go. So for you out there saying you want to be an artist and you think this, all these things are easy, they're not easy. Even when you're creative and you have the talent, it's not easy. It's taken me years to get a radio platform. Years. I started at one of those little stations. I can't even think of the name of it, ARE or something like that back in the day, where they, you know, just go in there and pay you a little money. And then they give you a booth and then you do your thing. And I was called, you know, I think I was the mistress of the airwaves because there were like three guys on the station with me. And, you know, I was the only girl and I had this kind of sultry voice. So, you know, and it was at night when you play the smooth, you know, records and you do the jazz and all the sultry sounding. You know, we talk about how sound and the way people present themselves and your voice and your tone and the personality and the way you can shine. And all of that makes up what we call a talent, what we call a personality. Some people are very quiet. You would be surprised. No personality at all until they get in front of a mic. And they get on stage and Sugar Booty Puddin', you better be holding onto your seats because when they do speak, it's loud, like Mama Duke. So let's talk about how it used to be when there was a one hit song. So back in the day, those songs I listed, Macarena, those kind of songs, the artist would kind of make the song. It would go, now it's called viral, but it would be like a one hit, you know, one night, one hit wonder. They would never hear from the artist again. Well, now, because we have social media and we have platforms like IG and Facebook and all the other platforms, it streams, Spotify, all of those platforms we have that will push the artist to the fan base, or I will say to their designated fan base. So she has a hip hop fan base. She is doing double trouble because she's got a queer fan base. And she has everybody fan base. I like her. And I'm definitely not from the queer community, although I'm the parent of a queer child. I am definitely not a kidster. I mean, you know, I'm well over 60 and don't mind being and moving and shaking what my mama gave me to feel so good to be you. It's just so cute. And her personality. She has this little personality. She's like, I know Simon know what she came here for. I was like, get it, girl. So, you know, when I heard it, it was just one of those things. And everybody, not only what makes hip hop cool. I like to dance. I'm a former dancer, so don't ever try to test me on the floor because I can still break it down, even though I'm over whatever. People that take care of themselves, no shame. You can't outdo nothing. If you take care of yourself, your bones still work. Everything on your body still works if you take care of yourself. Unless something unfortunate happens out of the blue, out of the control of the person. If you take care of yourself, you can still break it down, bust it down. You know, you can do all of that. But even when I heard it, I just start feeling so good to be you. And even anybody in any age can do it, because all you do, basically, you just kind of go, you. So it's not one of those, you know, complicated rap songs. Even Kendrick, some of his stuff is simple enough, you know, basic enough in rhythm that anyone can feel the rhythm and go and drop it. And drop it, you know, so anyone can basically do that. And like I said, I'm a dancer. I had kids. I never went on the road, but I want you to know that I can dance. Mama can break it. Ask anybody that's ever been out with me. We have big fun. And I don't sit down. I hate sitting down. I may pause and stand up there for a minute, but I'm going to be out there boogieing. And I cannot wait till her song hits the club. It's probably out there now. Because it is very, very catchy. And it's one of those the summer type songs. So her identity, let's talk about her identity in her music. So she is a Black queer woman. Black queer woman in a genre, hip hop rap, that is hard to break into anyway. Ask Eminem. You know, there is a level of respect that goes with hip hop, that goes with rap, that goes with rock, that goes with any genre of music. But I would say, especially hip hop and rap, because you actually, and I know a lot of people think out there, oh, like, oh, hip hop, is it really music? I dare you to try to talk faster to a song than what the rhythm of the song is going. So, you know, all they do, like, it feels so good to be mean, good to be you, da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's a rhythm. And not many people, number one, cannot sing, let only try to rap, you know. So it is a talent. I'm not going to try to stand here and take anything away from people that are truly talented. Now, hip hop, for those of you that may not be aware, because you know, just don't listen to hip hop or whatever, and that's your choice. I listen to all kinds of music and know about all kinds of music. Music is my expertise. I came out of William Morris, et cetera, et cetera. The record labels work for them. Came out of music is my friend. If I had to say I had a best friend, it would probably be music next to myself. Because it really does get me where I need to go. Get me through the moods, the whatever I need to get through, whatever I need to be in, that shine, all of that. Music brings those things out. So she is already fighting a difficult battle. And then for her to, you know, to have been grinding away all these years, like I said, she won Best Artist in Austin. Best Original Female Artist. She's won Best Artist in Austin for years. She's been in the hip-hop scene there. So they all know of her. I am so happy to know of her now because I started following her immediately. And then not only that, her song is authentic, it's original, and it's based on her experiences in her life. And I love that people can sing, talk about their personal experiences without feeling ashamed. Because of the generation I came from, there are a lot of, there is some of that tainting in some ways, because a lot of us weren't allowed to say much, you know. So now that everybody can be free and say things, you can have somebody like Granny Granny quotes, you know, the old lady that talks about men. I love her quotes, by the way. Hey, girl. Anyway, I love her quotes. But you can have things like that. You can meet an artist like Mama Duke on a screen. You know, back in the day, there was a show called The Ed Sullivan Show. And The Ed Sullivan Show was a variety show. So if you went on, if you appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, you already had a good following just to be on the show. You were being talked about, word on the street. Word on the street, have you ever heard this new artist? Have you heard this artist? Have you heard of them? And then back in the day, the A&R people, managers, agents would depend on word on the street. You know, word on the street, what's the word on the street? They would go out to these little small clubs. Back in the day, there were these small clubs, sawdust on the floor. I mean, maybe not even 100 people in the club, because they heard on these streets that somebody was hot. They were the next hot artist, the next, you know, hot talent on the top tier. Worth your time, your money, your energy, worth, you know, whatever you're going to do to help them get where they need to go. But now you know, what do you guys out there think? What do the people out there think? You tell me. You can hit me up on IG or, you know, hit us up on the LA Talk Radio, Facebook, all the platforms. I'm on Spotify, everything else, LinkedIn. Hit us up and let me know. Do you think it's necessary that they need talent managers and agents anymore, other than PR, in my opinion? And marketing and branding, I think those positions are probably gonna go and filter into people like Simon Cowell on AGT. So let's talk a little bit about AGT's role, you know. Oh, and by the way, Mama Duke, if any of you remember Naughty by Nature, you should, if you know hip hop, again, music does not have no age. Music, art, all of these things, please, please use your intelligence, your spiritual intelligence, your emotional intelligence, your educational intelligence. Use it. You couldn't possibly think that everybody out here at a certain age or at a certain time or certain particular culture thinks the same way. You couldn't possibly think that and call yourself a person of education, you know. So understand that there are many, many different, very wide and diverse and broad characters within the themes of humanity. Queer people are one of those themes. That's been around since the beginning of time. And why it's a big deal, I don't know. Who cares what somebody is doing in the privacy of their bedroom? Really? You sound stupid these days. It sounds almost vulgar, in my opinion, to hold people to small little ideas about what a Black person is, what a queer person is, what a woman is, what a man is, what a this is, what a that is. The thing is that we don't really know, because we have yet to live an entire field of life. I've yet to see the earth come and go to figure out what all these things really mean. I do know that they are being introduced into the society in a certain way because of AI and because of technology. And because of those things, we get to peep a little bit outside of our own little boxes to see maybe, like I say, how other people might live. And again, that's for me, I'm bored stiff when people can only talk to me about their culture now. I was bored stiff years ago. That's why I got out of my box, went and lived some life, experienced some other cultures. I dated other men from all over the world. I had so much fun. I learned so much about other cultures, you know, how the different cultures think about women, how they present themselves to women, how they revere their sexuality, how they deal with communication and talking to the opposite sex and talking to the same sex. All of these little hangups and stuff we got over here, people in other parts of the world don't have all of that. And it's really disheartening because when you're a broad thinking person and you have a broad level of intelligence, and I don't mean that. But in some of those diagnoses, there is brilliance. There, some of those things are people being called crazy and being claimed as mentally insane because we think different, because we use our voices differently, our bodies differently, our signals differently. My language that I talk when I walk into a room, you can feel my language. Because my presence is very strong. You cannot miss me if I walk into a room unless I go out the door and try to come in incognito. But when you're tall, you're brown, you look, you know, you have a pleasant, pleasing to the eye, you have white hair all over your head, you know, and that kind of thing, you're going, somebody's going to look at you. There's like anybody tall. In LA, for some reason, there's a lot of petite people here. I mean, short, petite. You know, a lot of dancers are petite. And I thought, why are a lot of dancers petite? Why are all these little things, labels and hangups on people? But anyway, so AGT plays a large part now in selecting talent. I don't know what Howie Mandel has to do with music, but, you know, he's probably fair-minded. I don't know what Sofia Vergara has to do with music. Maybe there's something in their background, but in my opinion, Simon Cowell is a music mogul. He knows talent. He knows. That's why he can say something to somebody and say, let me stop you. That doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. As much as we all love to sing, dance, and shake our money makers and do our little rattling and moving front and back, it still requires talent. And no matter what somebody tells you, you can get up here and play fake talent all you want to. Eventually, you will be found out and you will be booed off the stage, properly booed off of a stage. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of fake TikTok, IG. Everybody thinks they can sing. Everybody thinks they can dance. Blah, 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 blah. But the one thing in singing, you know, like, yeah, I can sing. Do, 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 do. And then there's another. Another to sing, who can I think of? Somebody like Whitney Houston, where you have to really be able to open your mouth and use your lungs to sing, you know. And like I said, I can sing. I don't want to get up here and try to. I'm not Whitney Houston. Nor am I trying to be Whitney Houston. And I can sing very well, have been in the studios, everything else. But I'm not going to go on the road. I don't care to go audition for nobody. I can sing and act stupid right here on my show. Me and Sam. My LA Talk Radio show. And, you know, and get it out, I would say. But, you know, Simon, people trust his ear. So if he gave my girl the golden buzzer along with the rest of the crew, it's the golden buzzer. She's on her way. With Heidi Klum, not forgetting her. She's on her way. She was married to a musician and an artist. So maybe she picked up some tips about music, ear to music, but there has to be a consistent melody, consistent rhyme, consistent thread of delivery. Presentation has to be on. Energy has to be on. Personality has to be on. Delivery, vocal training has to be on. There was a woman on TikTok. You guys might have seen her. But she was running around, you know, and she could do all these voices like, you know, copy Whitney Houston. You're like, I'm telling you, you know, that's Jennifer Holliday, but she would sing something like Whitney Houston and, you know, I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want, no, baby. Do it naturally. You know, so people that can sing. You cannot take that away from them. But singing in your shower, like I do, and singing, acting a fool in front of your friends and your family because y'all just playing around, and actually singing, two whole different things. Because you have to do it every day. And if you say you want to do this career, it's got to be for the rest of your life. And then you have to get the discipline to learn the words to the song, learn the melody, go in the studio, write the lyrics, either yourself or with other people. Then go on a platform. If you're going to use social media, you got TikTok, you got IG, you got Facebook. Use one of those to tell your story. State your case, make yourself felt, heard, that kind of thing. That is the reality of getting onto AGT. And a lot of people don't come on there prepared, but I'm assuming that they've got scouts that, you know, audition people and weed them out. You have to. Otherwise, you know, folks go on there that, you know, sound like Tweedity, you know, Twiddly-Diddy-Dee or something. Can go on there and, you know, nobody has that kind of time to waste. We, at least the people on there do have talent. You can say that. So when Simon exposes you, this woman had the opportunity to take all of her background, everything that she's been doing and saving for the moment. She gets a break. And she delivered it on stage, on time, in a way. And I saw Simon smile. Because you can tell he's kind of a serious kind of person, but I saw him smile when she said, I know Simon's wondering where she coming from. What you doing? Where you gonna come with? You know? And so I could see him kind of crack up. Because when you have someone that has that kind of personality, personality is it. You can be the most gorgeous in the world and be boring as to-duty two birds sniffing paducah. You can have measurements 35, 21, 45, or whatever you have. If you have no personality, you are going to be boring. No one is going to want to hang with you. And when I say personality, I don't mean like this kind of personality where I mean I'm talkative, I'm outgoing, I'm very social, you know, but I wasn't always like this either. When I was younger, I was shy, believe it or not. I was scared to say something. It was because of my background and being told to shut up a lot by your parents and be quiet, and don't say anything, and shut your mouth, and shut your mouth, and shut your mouth. Pretty soon, you start feeling like, well, do I have the right to say anything? You know. So in Mama Duke's case, I'm glad you kept writing, girl, and got in front of Simon. But Simon has, he has a lot to say. That golden buzzer can really make or break someone's career. So she got to, for those few moments she was on there, millions of people saw her. Millions, queer community, the black community, females, everybody, a whole world got to see her. And that's one hell of a exposure to get. So again, for those who don't understand, this is all a process. Now, check this out. You know how people have won awards, like they've won Oscars, Grammys, and then you never see anything from them. They don't do anything. Because it's really, when you get to the top, understand, once you get there, there's nowhere to go. You either got to stay at the top or drop down. There's nowhere to be at the top, but at the top. And then you go to the side. To the sides of the top of whatever, but eventually, unless you stay at the top, you're going to drop down. There is nothing wrong with dropping down because there are other people that are going to come up behind you. They're going to be better than you were, going to do more than you did. That is the nature of the business, the nature of music. Music is always and should, just like art, always evolve. Why would it stay stagnant if it's a flowing, free-spirited, energetic thing, vibrational thing? How would it stay small? So, you know, let's look at that. So the question again, if Simon and his people on the at the table can make or break a career, then why do we need A&R people anymore? And tell me, I want to know. And since COVID, and could be COVID again, we don't know, got people to stay in their homes more, and were able to, this is how some of these shows came up. There was a need, a place, a void, a pocket to feel. That's how some of these shows happened. There was a need. Let's give them something entertaining, fun. A whole audience can be involved. You can sing along if you're at home. If you're the audience, you can sing and dance along. It's a wonderful idea. We can expose raw talent. We can get talent that are there in the streets. We've got our ears there now through Simon, people like him, and AGT, and, you know, America's Next Talent, and things like that. All of these shows that we can hear before the record labels get to them and ruin them. Because in a lot of ways, the labels ruined artists. Art and talent is spiritual. And every time we try to bottle it, try to bottle soul, try to bottle things that come from inside of people, and that's how they come out of them like that, you're in trouble. I know you think you can do it, but you can't. Even though they made all that money, they've lost the same money they made. People died. You know, artists stopped working. The labels went under. The people embezzled money, got fired, laid off, new staff. All of those things go along with the music industry. So when you're coming into the music industry, no, the music industry is not demonic. Demons come from people. Inner demons, there are inner demons, there are outer demons. Devils arise from within. Obstacles and demons arise from without. So if anybody changes or shifts somebody, it's because there was something inside of the person that wanted to be changed or shifted. So this girl is coming into the industry authentic. She's already said, I'm queer. There's nothing to find out. Everybody knows I'm queer. I don't have no problem telling people I'm queer. You know, I am who I am. And so I dare anybody out there to tell me that they're going to fault somebody they don't even know. You're going to judge them. And how she's so adorable. I think she's so cute. And her little personality. And she says that she said that she now works with kids doing Uno. I mean, come on. She could be out in the streets drugging it, thugging it, beating up people, making negative causes. So some point getting negative effects, no cause and effect, you know, the law of causality. We'll talk about that. But instead of doing that, she was out, her cause, writing songs, performing them in her local area, being on shows like Naughty, covering, you know, coming out and opening for Naughty by Nature, being around the circle of artists at exposure, you know, having that big personality, not ashamed to say I am who I am and I do this and I don't mind doing this, you know. I love it. I love it. I think it's so cute. And I think that when anyone can be their honest selves without feeling like, oh, I've got to talk like this because I'm doing this 6 o'clock news tonight. And I don't want people to think certain things about me. I am a Walter Cronkite, you know, or someone that's very like that. I'm never going to be like that. And even when I was in corporate America, part of the reason that I didn't work for corporate America and I ended up being the artist that I am anyway, is because I'm not like that. there are too many things that have happened to me to push me outside of a box, number one. Anybody that's read my book, Nita, can vouch to that. And they know me personally, know me for years. You know a little bit about me. There's a part that I keep to myself, which I will always do, because that's anybody should do that. Should always just private part of yourself. Keep to yourself. Nobody needs to know every part of you. But anyway, and it gives people a way to work against you, just so you know. But anyway, one of those things wasn't allowed to be or thought they couldn't be, you know. And when you work this long and this hard, it is very easy to want to give up. And before we go into the last part of the show, let's give a shout out to our sponsor. Hey, Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker, senior real estate and probate specialist. Oh, I love to say the name. 818-571-1508. Again, he specializes in real estate probate. A lot of people that are elders especially get taken advantage of because, you know, they can't keep up for whatever reason. They don't want to keep up. They don't feel the need to keep up, whatever reason. Kevin really will take care of you, and I mean that. 818-571-150. And now back to what we were talking about. So, because we have ADT, because we have social media, that song, Feels So Good to Be You, I just love it. Found my love. And see, I don't know all the song, all the words, but I know the tune. And see, even if somebody like me that just heard, I heard this song like a couple of days ago. And, you know, she's a rapper, so a lot of the song is rap. But just that part, Feels So Good to Be You. I found someone who will love me tonight. Feels so good to be you. Anybody can even if you just remember that part, you can support the artist. Even remember that little bit. And, you know, if I was off camera, you guys, I'd be dancing and the whole song would come to me. But because I'm on camera and I'm on a time limit, you know, we're all on camera. We cannot play the song because there is a licensing agreement with the song, not only with AGT, with whoever they're in affiliation with, whatever she signed and come on to the show. You have all of those things involved in the business of music and television and film. So you have all of those things involved. So I wish you could play it. So please, Mama Duke, homie, don't hold it against me because that's the part I remembered most. That's part that is just so catchy. It's a lovely song and definitely a hit already. I'm like Sophia Vergara. It's a hit. Already. It's one of those songs that's just, you could play it in the summer. And what I got from it is like, you know, you got dogged. Somebody told you, or, you know, that's the way I felt. If somebody told somebody they weren't good enough or they held something against them for whatever reason, maybe because she was queer, you know, whatever, her body type, body style, personality, hairstyle, the way she talks, the way she walks, whatever. If someone tells you that you're not good enough presently, considering that all of us are growing and changing, whether we want to or not, life will grow you and change you, whether you want to or not. So you might as well support yourself and get involved with the growth and the change. But for whatever reason, she went out. She said she went out and she found somebody to love her just for the way she is, just the way she is. And that's all that anybody can ask for, you know, all that anybody can ask for. So go to her IG. It's Mama Duke. I went and joined her. Hey, girl. I went and joined her IG, you know, and I started playing the song. I'm going to play it again when I get off camera. And think about all the ways that I can, you know, feel so good to be me. And I think, you know, Feel So Good to Be You may, at least what I got out of it is that you must feel really screwed up that you dumped me for whatever reason. And then I went out and found somebody that found everything you thought was wrong. They love it. They love it. They like the big booty, the little booty, the big jiggas, whatever you got, whatever it was you didn't like, they love it. So that just goes to show that not everyone is everyone's cup of tea. And, you know, that there are people that find value in no matter who you are. There's someone to find value, you know. And I just want people to be who you are. If you're queer, tell people you're queer when you meet them. Tell them so nobody will be like, oh, my God, what does that mean? You know, and they have to figure things out. Tell them. Be upfront and be honest about who you are, you know, and that's all you can do. It weeds the BS out before it even gets started. So if we're honest from the get-go, and especially men out here trying to get poo-na-na, you know, and trying to lie yourself, and women too, into some woman's arms and safekeeping. If I were a guy in today's world, I would tell women, you know, look, I don't want a commitment. I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun, you know. And a woman that just wants to have fun, or whoever it is just wants to have fun, they're going to say, well, they told me this, wanted to have fun. Then you have the part of people that get attached. Even though you've told them you're married, you told them you just want to have fun, I'm single and I don't want to be tied down, I'm living my career, whatever. There are people that are going to still say you don't mean what you said. And you're going to be in trouble if you think that. Basically, if that's what people tell you until they change and you observe them and you see something different from them, take what they say verbatim, just take it. Okay, they said they didn't want to be bothered. For whatever reason, then I'm not going to bother them. I'm going to keep going because that's not for me. Some people, they don't mind all of that. I do personally. I'm very, even though as open and outgoing as I am very conservative when it comes to relationships, especially when it comes to the sharing of parties and all of that. Three-party stuff, that's nasty to me. It's too many things. And then, you know, also when it comes to energy, energy gets shared and it gets cycled. So whenever we sleep with somebody, hug somebody, talk to people, if you could remove a body, just go with me, because this is what I see as a person that does energy work. It's an energy field. There's no body there. It's a field of energy. If you had a hand that it was just a field of energy, and I had a hand or whatever that was just a field of energy, and you put them together without the hand being there, it would look like a meshing of two energies feeling together, because you're putting it, you're introducing, presenting oneself and one's energy field to another field of energy. So whenever kissing, sex, any of those things that are intimate, hugging included, whatever, there's an exchange of energy. So you literally take on karmic circumstances of the people you're sleeping with, that you're hanging out with or whatever. We do. We end up taking some of the person's energy, depending on what they're projecting out. So really be careful about who you choose to have around you. So again, I pose the question to you. Is the future of music discovery going to be left to the old school A&R model? Do we need A&R people? I don't think so. Number one, they change a lot too. All of these things are cycles. I mean, when I walked into the label one time, which is how I became an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur, I walked in and they had moved all of my things. The regime that was, whoever was there, they were all gone. And a whole new company had moved in during lunchtime. They call it the pink slip, where they start sending this slip around, first cut, second cut, third cut, and everybody, that's really, people that do that in the labels, not only are you coward, you should be ashamed of yourself, putting people under that kind of stress, in order to change regimes so you can make more money. And that's exactly why the record labels are not around. See, even though I'm telling you, it's so, If you observe life, it's so cool because you actually get to see the law in effect. You get to see it happen. Years ago, all of the executives are making all this money. You can tell them nothing. All the big shots, they was too tall to talk to you. Same thing now, shoo you, because you ain't nobody. We somebody, because we driving a Mercedes, and we belong, and we doing this, and we doing that. And look at them now. Some of them can't even find a job. Some of them won't have a job again. Some of them never got over. It's all I'm saying is that all of these things are temporary. Life is temporary. Eventually, we're all going to not to be here. Jobs are temporary. Careers are temporary. One day, the career will shift. You'll get older. Or your sense of what satisfies you might change. Or you might not want to do what you started wanting to do in the first place. So, you know, stay open. Stay fluid. One thing I love about the community is that, you know, I mean, as a heterosexual and having my daughter educate me on things, you know, stay fluid, stay open, stop boxing your mind in. Maybe your headaches will go away. Maybe you won't have to depend on pills and stuff to settle you if it would just open your minds and understand that the world is a very big place with lots of people, places, and things, you know, that we encounter from time to time. And if you never go out of your community, please take yourself outside of your community, even drive to the other side of town. I mean, come on. So you won't feel weird and you don't look stupid and you don't look, I don't want to use the word stupid. That's the wrong word to use. Let me use, you'll look like you know what's going on in today's times, whether you participate in those things or not. At least be in the know. You don't have to be a hip hop artist to know what hip hop is. You don't have to be a black person to know how black people are, or you don't have to be whatever, you know, or from Ghana or somewhere to know those people. They got it all in front of you. All you do is turn on a YouTube channel. You can hear the language, hear the culture, whatever. And then you resonate towards what you feel that you identify most with. I'm a free spirit. I don't identify most with anything but myself, meaning that, you know, I'm into the things I'm into. I do what I do to keep myself happy. And that's pretty much all I care about, is making sure that I'm happy. And at the end of the day, I can sleep well in my own bed and my mind isn't, you should have done this, and why do you say this, and why do you do this, and all that chatter in your mind. I don't have that anymore. And thank goodness that I do what I do, because that solves all of that. And you end up being very peaceful inside. So you don't have to worry about diseases and things that just go trigger you, go over and over inside, even though you're not saying anything to your friends, family. And if you're real with yourself, you know what I'm talking about. So, but anyway, let's say I got to get out of here. It's time for the show to go. So I will say, I like you. I like you because you stand tall and you who you are every day, every moment of the week. Can't take that away from you. And I love you for staying strong and always focusing on being a better human being, bringing something to humanity. Don't forget to hit me up on IG. I'm a painter. Osiris_Munir_the painter. I will be exhibiting some of my work in October in New York. You can talk to the curator, Viviana Huang Mateus of International Inspiration Art Group in New York. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe the show. Thanks, Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. Thank you for letting me shine and for being so supportive of me. Jeez, I love you. Thank you so much. And also, don't forget to go out and support Mama Duke. And don't forget that no matter what you do, you should always sing and feel so good to be you. I love it. I found somebody tonight. Feel so good to be you. Dun, 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 tonight feels so good to be you. I went out last night. feels so good to be you. Loving tonight. Don't forget nothing. There is nothing that is overnight. The woman worked hard for many, many years. I'm sure she fought some tears when she got on the stage. So give her her due. She's got to be a grill. Don't forget, support the artist. Support the artist. Support, support the artist. Support the artist. Support the art. The art. The art. The art. The art. The art. I guess he's letting the show go.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.